I am Chris Von Erich. Come on, Franklin.
That's hot.
Are you serious?
If you walk around looking like that, you deserve it.
I got something to say about that. This is the Red Lens.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chris Von Erich. This is the Red Lens. It is Thursday night, and my partner is so excited about tonight's show. He can't even control himself. Franklin, how are you this evening?
I'm doing all right, man. I can't complain. Itching and raring to go. So excited am I. Lay it on me.
We got a lot to lay on tonight.
Uh-oh.
Because we just got so much stuff to do. So let's get to it. But first and foremost, for those people that don't know, please subscribe to the YouTube channel, The Red Lens. Hit the like button. Share this out to your buddies. Even if they're going to watch it later, send it to them. Follow us on Twitter at The Red Lens 1. Our dedicated Facebook page is also that. Instagram. We are on the gram, ladies and gentlemen.
Insta.
And you can also find us on MGTOW.TV at The Red Lens. And as usual, if you wish to donate, you could do that vis-a-vis Cash App, $ Chris Von Erich. You can do that. That would be lovely. If you do that, we guarantee that we will shout you out on this show. We'll roll out the red carpet. We'll give you 100 years of good luck. Just like that.
That's good.
Yeah, you can do that if you wish to do so. And I don't schlep a lot, but I do want to say that vidIQ is a tremendous resource for all content creators. Get there through vidIQ.com. And if you use the code Von Erich, you get yourself a nice discount there for doing it. So go for it and become the best content creator you can. So Marty, where the hell have I been? I know. Wait a second. Where have you been? I mean, we got very nervous because the last time we actually heard from Marty, the moderator here, our good friend, he was saying, I don't quite feel that well. I don't know if I caught the big one here that's floating around. So I got worried. So we know that he's alive and well, and he's here and he's doing his job, and we might need him tonight because we got a lot, and we got a lot of triggering topics here. But hey, that's how it goes, and we're gonna do it. So let's start out with the first and foremost thing that I want to talk about here tonight, and that is very simply. We are living in a world of have and have nots. Okay. It is something that I think has kind of been in the works, you know, for almost over a decade now, but we're seeing it come to fruition, quite simply, through, right before our eyes, to be honest with you. And one thing in particular, that we've seen here is very simply the big party that was going on with the ex-president Obama and his 60th birthday party. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, as we get that little ad thing out of there. At one point, Franklin, this party was going to be 500 people, okay, over at their little getaway weekend over in Martha's Vineyard.
Okay. Their compound over at Martha's Vineyard?
Yes. It basically, again, was celebrating his milestone birthday. They had a quote-unquote boys' night, whatever that was. I guess all the guys got together. That's kind of weird.
But,
you know, let's hope it wasn't anything crazy.
Oh, my.
I know.
He looks like a wild kind of guy to me.
Oh, yeah, he totally does, right? A Sunday brunch and a round of golf. Well, there you go. You can't get more, you can't get more rich or elitist than, you know, taking you and 20 of your closest friends around for a round of golf, you know.
How long would it take to shoot 18 holes with 20 of your best mates?
I have no idea.
It must have taken weeks.
Well, needless to say, the social media went crazy because they were throwing up hashtags of Obama variant and all this other stuff.
The Obama variant.
And, you know, it was crazy because, and I'm over here showing something and I don't have the, I didn't take the thing away. But basically what was going on here was we're in a situation here where pretty much every week or every day, I'm being nice when I say week, every day we are bombarded with, oh, well, you know, you shouldn't be doing this. Well, you shouldn't be doing that. Oh, well, you know, only go out if you're doing this and you're with these people and you're, you know, you are covered in this layer of plastic and, you know, have a nice day. And then you have stuff like this. And this being the culmination, I think this, Franklin, I think this was like the straw that broke the proverbial public's back when it comes to this stuff, because we saw this all last year when we were in the throes of everything. We had, you know, governors and mayors and things like that saying, oh, you know, you shouldn't be doing this. Stay home, hang out with your, you know, your immediate family. And meanwhile, they were going out, they were getting their hairs done, their nails. They were, you know, having little dinner parties, you know, these governors and mayors all across the United States. And, you know, this, when, like I said, when this first dropped, this idea that he was having this big 60-year-old shindig, it was basically 500, 600 people. And there was no way that the media apparatus could kind of cover that up and say, oh, well, you know, there's nothing to see here. Well, there was something to see, and a lot of people did see it, and they did. They ended up seeing it by the way of some of the attendees. And here on Twitter or Instagram, as it were, there was a video posted. So let's take a look here.
Uh-oh.
If it's still up. Yes, it is. Here we go. So here we go. That's the ex-president dancing around. Again, no masks really to be found here or seen. But to their, you know, to their defense, they said that it was okay because everybody was tested. They didn't go out anywhere. But then there were reports that, well, that might not be the case. They might have been running around and doing stuff. So, Marty said he did get the coof. Okay, all right. So there you go. Score one for Marty for fighting through. Chris, you were on the original guest list, and then one of the last minute. I know that might have been the case. I can neither confirm nor deny that. Okay.
Chopping block. Somebody's got to go.
Would have been a different party if I attended. That's for sure.
Yeah. It probably would have had something to do with pepper spray, electric shocks, that sort of thing.
Right. And Marty says Sturgis is going to kill everybody. Well,
Hello. Are you there, Chris?
Oh, yeah. That was weird.
There you are. Okay.
Uh-oh. They see YouTube Big Brother doesn't like us. That might be them. Like, there's somebody, maybe Obama's watching us. I said his name too much.
You will behave?
And then now he's coming in. They're trying to figure out what we're doing, you know, where we are, you know. So, there he is. Oh, look, see the president. Even the president is looking in on us now.
Oof, he's giving us the stank eye.
Well, he's not very happy because he's got his own problems right now. But yes, but again, they were saying that Sturgis may kill everybody because you know they're freewheeling, fun-loving bikers, and you know I know a few of them out there in the real world, and they're good guys, but they like to have their fun, and they're the contingent that they're not going to let anybody tell them how they're going to ride their bikes, where they're going to ride their bikes, and if they're going on this retreat, they're going to do it just like they always have. And that rubbed a lot of the people the wrong way, and the media got on them. Oh, they should cancel it. They should scale that back. So as far as I know, it's still going on.
That was going to be my next question, Chris. For those who don't know, I believe Sturgis is a motorcycle and enthusiasts party. It takes up a whole state, basically.
Yeah, well, I know it takes up that entire town. They hang out in for the weekend. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's for sure. But I think they have a right to assemble, and you know, if they have the proper permits and they're not going crazy, they should do it.
Right.
You know, just like, you know, our officials are able to go and have their, you know, private parties, quote unquote, and do what they want to do. You know, Mighty Zane says, just tuning in after a while. Live stream content, amazing. Thank you, gentlemen. Well, thank you, Mr. Zane. Thank you for tuning in. Florida Jeff in the house. Wow, long time. Glad the president is monitoring this show. Too bad he wasn't monitoring. Yes, I know. And, we're going to get to that in a second because that kind of ties in to the main first topic here of the have and have nots. Definitely what has transpired in the whole Afghanistan fiasco, that's for sure.
Oh brother, when I read that in the local paper, I couldn't believe what I was reading. I thought it was a big giant typo.
Tying it into the have and have nots, we are allowed to have a certain opinion to a limited extent, but then we are supposed to, you know, hear no evil, see no evil, and go forth from there. That's really what we're being told here on a daily basis. But, you know, people are getting sick of this at this point, Franklin. They're getting sick of the fact that they are getting told things, or how to live, I should say, and then turning around, you know, reading their paper the next day or seeing whatever they see online, and that same official that is telling them that their kid has to wear a mask everywhere they go, and you know, this person has to do that. And let me make it clear, like, I think everybody should do what they have to do for their individual case.
My child, my choice.
Yeah, well, it's funny you said that, because we're also having a scenario here where for the longest time, we're talking about my body, my choice. The women movement out there, they love to, you know, attach themselves to that moniker and that saying. And now when we're talking about what we're going through right now, they're saying, oh, yeah, well, my body, my choice, except... you know,
stipulations.
So, yeah, there's stipulations to it now. Now, and I get it. I can see what's going on from both points of view here. I can see the people that are like, you know, get the jab away from me. I'm gonna do what I gotta do. Don't worry about it. And I can see the other side of the aisle that says, well, you know, you can only control so much, and then it's out of your control. So you gotta suck it up and do what you gotta do. You know, there's people in both camps there. So I fall into the, again, the libertarian type of view of things where, you know, if you want to do what you need to do for yourself, good, God bless you. Now, there are some things that go with that. You know, you can make a decision, and then there are, you know, repercussions of that decision. You know, and everybody, you know, everybody knows that. That goes with anything in life. And let's see what we got here. That's right. Biden, Fauci bugged me. Try to tell me how to live, but I don't listen because my brain is like a sieve. That's right. There you go. Marty's tough. He's a tough guy.
He's definitely a tough cat. Wouldn't want to run into him in a dark alley.
In reference to the haves and have nots, Rollo mentions too much success too fast usually leads to an ultimate failure if not handled or managed correctly. Any thoughts? Mr. Zane, I'm going to hold that question. I'm actually going to make sure I go back to it because we're going to talk about, in our second topic here, we're going to talk about the big dust up that happened in the Manosphere over this past week and some of our thoughts about it. And well, I'm actually going to do something that a lot of the guys didn't do. I'm going to play the actual video that a lot of the guys wouldn't in regards to that, because on this show, we like to look at everything and then we look at what the real kind of crux of the matter is.
You have that? You have that footage?
Yeah, we do. We do. Okay. We're gonna do that. Well, what I mean is I have the footage that a lot of the other content creators did not want to show on the air, you know, but, you know, out of, because when these things happen, most of the time, these dust ups happen and they go away, you know, whatever. So that a lot of people don't like to rehash stuff, but we'll get to that. But I just want to finish off here with this aspect of the have and have nots. And what I think we're going to hear is we are going down a road that is very difficult to kind of rear back onto the road from when you go off it.
Rabbit hole, as it were.
Yeah, it's literally the rabbit hole that we're going down with this.
Right.
And there's going to come a point, and I don't know if it's going to be a month from now, 6 months from now, you know, definitely. I mean, I would probably say definitely by this time next year, people are going to have no patience for the duality of what is being set up here, where certain people can do stuff and other people can't, regardless of what we're dealing with, because, you know, we are now, it come February, believe it or not, February will mark pretty much the 2-year anniversary of all the nonsense starting, which is amazing to me.
That's a lot of, yeah. I mean, it just seemed to fly right by. And before you know it, we're 2 years in.
Yeah. So I cannot see a year 2.5.
Uh-oh.
And people being okay with, you know, what is going on here. So I think that's really the crux of what I wanted to get to. We are getting to the point where, whether it's parents, whether it's individuals, they, you know, the public will take so much. In my opinion, of what I've seen throughout my, you know, little bit of life that I've lived here. You know, I'm not that old. Okay. You know, contrary to popular belief out there. But, you know, the public will only take so much before they say, okay, that's it. You know, and it, you know, it could be with, you know, the president's agenda. It could be with, you know, local government. It could be, you know, with a job they're on or something like that. They'll put up with the BS for a certain indeterminate amount of time. And then they're like, okay, that's it. I'm done. You know, I'm out of here. Or, you know, you can do what the hell you want to do, but I'm out. So I think that's what we're going to be, you know, dealing with. because when we have stuff that is chaotic, you know, it all ebb and flows into, you know, everything else. And we get scenarios like this, where Afghanistan, you know, we pull out of Afghanistan and we have scenes like this, where they're basically, you know, you got people hanging on to these aircraft carriers that we're trying to get out. And it's just insane. It's insanity. You know, now
full power to the thrusters and let the chips.
Dude, no joke. No joke. There were about like 8 or 10 of these guys that just like fell to their death. So that tells you exactly like how great they think the whole scenario is going to be over there. You know, once we, you know, now that we've left, basically.
Yeah, the Taliban, what's the first thing that they did was to disarm all the people. You don't need your firearms anymore because we're here to take care of you. We will protect you.
Right.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Sort of off kilter there, off script there, but
I won't put that in. Franklin, you are able to do color commentary whenever you, you know, or ad lib, as it were. Okay. You were able to ad lib. As much as you want, but again, you know, it's, you know, we're going to be partying like it's 2020 again for like an indeterminate. Too bad. You can't even like do a jingle of, you know, party like it's 1999 because it doesn't even rhyme, but it's, that's what we're going to be doing here. You know,
out of time.
But, you know, at the end of the day, Franklin, we did pull out, and that's not a good thing. You know, you never want to be pulling out.
Oh, my.
George. My buddy George.
And a lot of people said that, you know, they had a big problem with the way we did. You know, the way we did.
You know? Very abrupt, I'll tell you that.
Very abrupt. Well, you don't want to do that either. You don't want to be pulling out abruptly because you can damage yourself. Yeah. Damage her or them.
Whatever. Well, you know, you have to do that delicately.
Mm. Florida Jeff says, mayor of Chicago is having a birthday bash. 200,000 people in the city. Tlaib, the representative from Michigan, was captured partying without a mask. But we must stay home and mask up with no parties, et cetera, like that. Exactly. Exactly. That is exactly the case. And that's the example of, like I said, there's going to come a time when people are not going to put up with that stuff.
Very true. You
know? And what I mean by that is they're just going to say, you know what? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to stay home. And then they're going to go, you know, they're going to go do their own thing. I mean, we might be seeing that now, even at this point in this summer. You know, I think people feel that way even now. With numerous examples of this, the elites having a good time while preaching to the rest of having have nots. But it was 5 days ago. That's right. Yes, the president did have a little trouble, just a little bit of trouble with the timeline. Yes, Mr. President up there. We see you up there.
How does he know what 5 days are?
You did have a little bit of problem with the amount of time it was, but that's okay. You know, it happens to the best of us, you know. Let's just hope we don't miss any real meetings. we pulled out, but Afghanistan still got knocked out.
Yeah.
That again, you see, that probably is the quote of the night right there. That probably is. That's tremendous. I like that. Very good. Very good for you. Marty won that one. That was great. So again, you know, now we're in a quagmire over there because we have people that are sitting around that we haven't gotten out yet. Like we're talking about the guys that I worry about, Franklin, are the deep cover guys, the guys that, you know, nobody talks about, you know, they weren't talked about on the press. They're the guys, you know, basically that hang out in the back rooms, you know, and blend in. They, you know, they're still over there somewhere, you know, and I hope that they have the wherewithal to find these operatives that we have that have been helping us and get them out before, you know, something bad happens, which is probably very likely in that case.
I mean, you just can't pull out just like that. You have to withdraw gracefully.
There you go. Yes.
And just to make sure that everything is, you know, taken care of. But
Absolutely. Because, you know, we now have the Taliban there and they vow to, well, here's what it is. Here's one for the Manosphere. They vow to honor women's rights. Now, that's within Islamic law.
That means nothing.
Yeah, I know. That basically means, ladies and gentlemen, that
nothing is changing. That's what that means.
Nothing's changing. And yes, they have rights. Right below the family dog. That's it. You know, there's basically them, the boys, okay, the family pet, and then your wife.
It's a right cross if you don't act right.
Yeah, that's it. Now, you know, we didn't say they were all bad, okay?
Oh boy. Hey now.
But you know, in all seriousness, though, this is very scary for them, because to my knowledge and what I've kind of investigated here, they've had a group of like Afghan women over there helping to like westernize them a little bit and kind of get them, you know, they don't have to wear the, you know, the face coverings, and they're working and they're learning English and things like that. And they're pretty scared now that they're not going to be able to do that.
That's going to come, excuse me, that's going to come, if it hasn't already, to an abrupt, if there's anything faster than abrupt halt, that's what that's going to be all about. Or those women are going to disappear, or they'll find parts of them in certain places.
Well, you see, that's what was going on. You know, what was going on was, you know, women were, you know, and I'm going to put it very mildly, getting passed around. All right. Or you're 100% right. They were getting literally mutilated by these band of terrorists. And they still are. They could call themselves, you know, the, you know, United Embrace of whatever, you know, whatever thing you want to call them. They're still a terrorist organization.
Of course they are.
And the fact that they now have some kind of, you know, half, you know, concocted seat at the table with real presidents and other dignitaries is just insane. You know, and I feel very badly that we've kind of helped usher this in, you know, in our haste, as it were. But, you know, allegedly they're going to be kinder, gentler Taliban. So
that means, I guess, a milder form of.
They'll ask you acid. Mild form of acid to your face, or, you know, what rubber bullet, you know, pick the bullet you want us to shoot you with, you know, or the blade we're going to like chop your head off with. You get to choose. What did we expect after a 78-year-old? Oh boy, here we go. Who always a little low in the, oh boy.
Put so him they, up there.
No.
In the right corner.
The Florida Jeff is making it known that he did not vote for our current president. He does not. A lot of people feel that way. But hey, no more me. That's right. We don't have any. Everybody feels good on Twitter now. So that's like a very important thing.
It's like sitting around a campfire and everybody is playing nice with each other, and there's a guitar. It's very comforting, and everybody is just very, very happy and mellow.
Yes. Yes, no. Absolutely. But I pray and hope for the best, and we'll see what happens with that whole scenario, because it changes every day. But who knows? You know, who knows? You know, but I mean, we you know, we got our own problems over here. You know, even locally, we have our own problems. And you know, I have to say it that you know, we have to give a moment of silence for our local emperor. He has been ceremoniously let go, sent out to pasture, as it were.
He let himself go. That's pretty much what it was, and he did it for a reason.
Well, he did, you know, he did. Oh boy, and he's here now.
Oh, now we got to look at him for a while now.
Now, what's very strange, he's very happy. He seems to be very happy, more happier than I thought he would be, through going through what he has. And we're going to, let's share this screen up here real quick, because we're gonna basically let everybody know that our esteemed governor, Andrew Cuomo, had to resign. Okay, he's out of office. He's done. And the YouTube friendly term I'll use is the us also movement. Basically, has taken down another guy. Now, again, in this case, the guy wasn't a very friendly dude. Okay, I think a lot of people, especially locally here in New York, didn't like this guy too much.
He was a my way or the highway type of dictator, politician.
Freudian slip. But, you know, he didn't go out quietly, and which, you know, it was kind of like a stalk kind of difference between, you know, in the early days when we were going through the craziness last year, this guy won an Emmy Award, which I wonder if he's got a, actually return that. Does he have to return the Emmy now that he's kicked out of office? Or,
well, I know they made was it Bill Cosby, I think they took back his honorary degree from Temple or something along those lines, so I don't see why not.
Yeah, you know what, that's a good point. He might have to. I do know that he vehemently denied you know, even doing anything to these women, which I think the count was up to like 7.
Wow.
At the end of the day, I think it started with like 2 or 3, then it ballooned up to 7. Cause I mean, a lot of times that happens, you know, even if it's a chick that
you jumped on the bandwagon.
Yeah. And even if it's, you know, he made a passing comment, oh, well, he harassed me too. So there you go. All right.
Well, I mean, for a reason. Okay. We all know that his legal team, his legal team had a lot to do with this. Okay. Because of how he went out, he's still able to retain his law license.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I understand, there's a good chance. Well, how do I say it? He can, if he wants to, which I know he won't probably, run again in a year.
Yeah, well, no, I believe what they're doing is they're making arrangements where, like, he's not going to be able to do that. And he's now radioactive. But, you know, he did come out and say, look, I'm a touchy feely guy. It's not me being a, you know, creepo. He's just Italian. You know, that's just how that's how he said it. He said, hey, you know, forget about it. You know, forget about it.
Really?
I'm just Italian, and that's how it goes.
You know what? I'm going to try that defense.
That's what it is. You see, a lot of people think I'm Italian, so, you know, I might try to do that. I might have to pass it off. Maybe, you know, next time I, you know, make a move and it backfires, I'll be like, whoa, wait, you know, sorry. You know,
it worked for the governor. It worked for the governor. Why not me?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I didn't mean to touch you there.
More than once, twice.
Comrade de Blasio ain't no president. That's right.
No, he's not. Well, they've been fighting forever, so.
And we're gonna have to deal with him, probably for a longer stretch here, you know, because who knows where he's gonna end up. Not friendly, he's the love gov. That's great. Yes. Andrew Cuomo exit is a result of the political views and beliefs his party supports when things do not go in his in their favor. Well, you know, Zane, you're actually bringing up good stuff. My whole take on the whole Cuomo thing is this, okay? His party, the Democratic Party, basically needs to own and embrace the me also narrative, okay? They've done that through the course of the last decade when this whole thing has kind of become its own thing. And they could not stand by and let one of their guys have this come out. And this wasn't just, oh, well, it happened at a party back in high school, you know, kind of thing, you know, and they got to research all that garbage. This was basically these girls said, hey, you know, he hired me. And then, you know, we're at a dinner party and he's grabbing me by the face and, you know, kissing me on both cheeks. You know, then one chick said, you know, he grabbed her butt. And then he, you know, one chick said he went up the front of her shirt. Now, again, nobody was there to witness all this stuff, but, you know, even putting yourself in that scenario is a bad idea. And again, I guess these politicians and some of the sports guys that this happens to, they just don't get it. And they don't learn the lesson of the people that have fallen previously. You know, you're in that kind of situation, you're that high profile, you don't put yourself in that position, okay? You just don't, okay? It doesn't mean that you can't be around an attractive woman or you can't have an attractive woman be your assistant or something like that. You can do that, but what you can't do is you can't talk in a tone that's like, you know, guy, yuck, yuck kind of humor when they're around. Because you're going to end up on the short end of the stick.
Where do they leave?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You know, microphones in a room and where do they leave? Wow, get a lot of that.
Florida Jeff says he was so calm during that pandemic with all those fireside chats, like press conferences. It made me feel so much better. I think he's being a little facetious.
No, he's being a lot facetious, but I do know a lot of people that would love to, you know, just forget all about what he was that he just fired himself about because he handled to some people he handled the pandemic situation better than anybody could have expected.
Right. Well, people say. Hey, and I'll be the first one to say that I thought the way it was organized and the PowerPoints and blah blah blah, you know, it was put together very well. You know, and the information was disseminated in a good way, but that doesn't, you know, that doesn't pale in comparison or give credence to allegedly what went on here.
Of course.
And again, you know, he came out, this was not a scenario where this guy came out and said, oh, well, I wasn't there. I didn't do that. Like we saw that with the Kavanaugh thing, the justice, you know, he basically said, hey, look, you know, I don't even remember this girl. I, you know, I may have had, you know, a couple of, you know, rip roaring, you know, keggers with my buddies, but that's it. You know, I didn't touch anybody. I didn't do anything. You know, Cuomo basically said, look, hey, you know, what I did, but I had no idea that they took it that way. You know, so he's basically saying, yeah, you know, they're kind of right.
One of them was a cop too, I thought, right?
Yeah, well, the craziest story that I had that came out of it that I loved was that he basically saw this security guard and was like, oh, you know, she's all right. You know, he was like,
hey, now
I got to get her on the staff. And, you know, a couple of days later, she was like his personal, like, you know, part of his personal bodyguard entourage.
Well, he has it like that, I guess.
And, you know, allegedly she says, oh, he's over there grabbing my goods, you know. And she didn't say nothing because obviously she didn't want to lose the position. She, you know, she by making good money, you know, being on that security detail. And that's what happened. And yeah, he didn't deny that either. So yeah, it was a bigger scandal than Anthony's wiener, that's for sure.
If that had been me, I think I would have spun him right around and threw the cuffs on him. But then I guess after all that went down, I guess she'd probably get polar bear inventory or something like that at the Canadian border or something.
Yeah. Marty Hertz, 5K nursing home deaths. That's a great plan. These high profile, powerful people get drunk on power, I believe. They believe they can do whatever they want and get away with it. Anybody remember Bill Clinton? JFK was just a bad boy, but he never got caught. Well, yeah, back then in the 50s, they didn't have, the paparazzi. The press was totally different. The press was actually kind of, sometimes the press, Franklin, you'll probably be able to confirm this, to what you read all the time. The press back then, they kind of were like in your pocket.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
A crazy situation. Another example of a have thinking he's above what the have-nots can do. And again, he's just going to go down in another long line of guys that just didn't get it, didn't learn from the previous crop. And, that's that. And I see we have a call here on the queue. I think I know who this is. So we're going to take this call right now. What is up?
Gentlemen. Hello.
Good evening.
Hey. Reports of my death were greatly exaggerated.
Well, that's good. That's very good.
Yeah. Fun and frolic. Yeah, I'm actually kind of coming out the tail end of this nonsense.
Before you get to your point about what we're talking about here, give us a little, because this is, Franklin, this is something that a lot of people don't get the opportunity to do. They don't get a chance to actually talk to somebody that has gone through the, C-19 and what they're going through. So give us, what was it for you? What was your whole thing?
Okay. Pretty weird, first of all, for a, quote, respiratory disease to have not had any respiratory symptom. My symptoms were, and you can imagine how devastating this was for me, a total brain fog. I could not focus, could not concentrate. I had no appetite whatsoever. And today, for the first day, I went out to get groceries, first time in 2 weeks. And every of my regulars that saw me at the places I go to, they go, "Hey man, you really lost a lot of weight." And I go, "Well, I don't think you'd want to try my plan." And they go, "Well, what's that?" I said, "Get the Delta variant, man, and lose your appetite." So, I lost probably 20 pounds. So that's cool. But, I'm kind of calling in to catch up, and I'm afraid I find myself in a total black pill mood with everything that's going on. So let me spew my fun black pill facts and see if you don't agree. Pointing out the never ending hypocrisy of the elite is a fool's game. I mean, that's been going on forever. It's just that it's been getting even worse, because now with every media outlet, every academic institution, you name it, any hall of power are all controlled by one party. So with impunity, they figure they can sit there and do absolutely whatever they want. The Supreme Court can now be ignored, on the eviction moratorium. I think Maxine Waters said, "Well, what are a bunch of old men going to do about it?" Huh. But here's the more sobering problem. and that is you've got a certain percentage of the population that, you know, leftists, whatever you want to call them, that they don't care what Mr. Potato President does or anybody connected with him. They're going to support him no matter what because he ain't Orange Man, right? Like I said, at least there's no mean tweets now. So you got a, you got X number of people ride or die with an idiot. That's fine. Thankfully, though, even large groups of independents and even Democrats are voicing their regret. And even the push polls that heavily oversample Democrats are still even showing his approval ratings dropping like a hot rock. And the Afghanistan stuff is not helping at all. And let me digress about the big A for a minute. All it's going to take, and supposedly reports have said between 12 and 15,000 American citizens, let alone the interpreters, let alone, you know, those who were helpful to us in some way, whatever. We're talking about get the citizens out of there, because I guarantee you the first head removal video that gets shown, even though the media will try their best to not show it, but it's going to get out. Kind of takes us back to the Tehran days now, doesn't it? Well, he's gonna have to own that crap, and it'll be the biggest debacle ever. But here's the thing. Like people say all the time, there's so many more of us than there are of them. And if you're talking about the police stormtroopers or National Guard brought in for things that they're not really mandated to do, all that kind of stuff, it's true. But take out the portion, like I already mentioned, that still agree with every policy these idiots are doing. Then add on to the, well, maybe if I just do what they say, they'll leave me alone and things will get back to normal. No, the Second Amendment was designed for just a kind of situation like this. And if you're a little too scared or you live in a state where, you don't want to go that direction, well, there still are torches and pitchforks. And I probably should buy some stock in companies that manufacture both of those items. But think about it. If enough people said, enough is enough, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore, they can't lock everybody up. But people are too much sheep, too much go along to get along, too much call it what you want. And in my 65 years on this planet, I have never seen the kind of pure down the middle division before. And I've never seen people that are willing to put up with and tolerate virtually anything and vote for the very people that bring in their own destruction. It's like in Ghostbusters, choose the form of your destructor. That's what happened in the last election. Yeah. Yep. So that's my black pill, my black pill rant. And I wish I was wrong, but I guess it's like Turfling and Monkey and other people say, everybody's got a line. The question is, you know, how far do they have to push you before they push you over your line?
Right. So, yeah, no.
There it is, gentlemen. Glad to be among the living.
Yes.
Well done.
And we're glad that you're back, that you're good. And we want to continue to have you here. So have a great night, my man.
All right, you too.
All right. So that, thank God he's okay, you know, and very, very strange that.
That's scary.
Yeah. And it's very strange that the big thing that happened with that, and Dave Toop said that he had the same thing here. He says he didn't have any breathing issues, but he certainly didn't have much of an appetite at all. So that's kind of scary to me. I don't want to get that. I don't wanna, like, feel like I don't want to eat and drop. Like, oh my God. Like, you know, I'm not a big guy either. If I drop 20 pounds, I'll look like I'm dying.
I wonder if, I've heard of some people who have gotten Delta they lose their sense of smell as well. And I know that was something with the regular strain, or the first strain, if you will.
Yeah.
I wonder if that, I mean, I thought I had heard the same thing about the Delta variant, if I may.
I think just like the talking heads, I think they know a little. I don't think they know everything. And I think it's so random for various people. I mean, mm-hmm. I've had people that I know that ended up in the hospital, you know, needing oxygen, and they got over it, obviously, you know, thank God. And then I had people that, you know, didn't even, you know, they had a little bit of a sniffle and a sore throat. So I think still, no matter what variant it is, I think it's, you know, who knows, you know, how it it touches your body and goes through it. The actual King Smith says, I'm just joining as I was live myself. Did you guys cover the Abba preach and fish and fish? The like clockwork, King Smith, you are the perfect segue because we are literally about to do that. And like I said, I'm going to do something that a lot of the other guys didn't, and that is actually play the clip within Albert and Preach's YouTube channel where he discusses why he's so mad at Fresh and Fit. Because I think giving some context before we kind of weigh in on our opinions on it, that's helpful. So it's not a slight, you know, again, I have no dog in the fight. I went through a diatribe. Franklin, you were not here for this on my Sunday show, where I talked, I kind of went in hard on the Black Pill guys, vis-a-vis, there was a Black Piller that shot himself and unfortunately five other people.
That's right. It was in the UK, wasn't it?
Right. Yes. And, again, self-proclaimed Black Piller. I was, you know, literally we said, you know, I watched so much of this content and it rang true to me and, you know, I'm going to do something about it. And unfortunately he did. So that got me very upset. And I kind of went in on that contingent of the Manosphere, because I don't think I honestly don't think they belong. You know, I don't think any group belongs in the Manosphere that talks to men that might have a problem, because you never know who you're talking to on this platform.
True.
Be very careful. Okay. And those people basically, stoke the embers of these unhinged people, and you can't have that. You know, we have enough of problems in society without, you know, goading people on with false messages.
Mm.
So, King Smith, we're going to get to that in a second. Mighty Zane, Abs Preach and Fresh and Bits subject matter soon to come. Yes, and I'm gonna scroll up to get to your. Actually, I don't even have to do that because you just asked me about what our take is, so we're gonna do that. Florida Jeff, in only 7 months we have record inflation, open borders, immigrants, COVID spreading, immigrants spreading COVID, wide ranging crime, unemployment. And Afghanistan is in turmoil. I think literally Jeff hit on everything that's going on in the world. And that's a hell of a lot. And you're 100% right. It's pretty crazy.
In such a short time, too.
So, again, the phone lines are open, 224-231-4652. If you want to talk about the first topic, or maybe you want to hold tight and just watch this as we do the second topic, and that is, as I said before, everybody and his brother in the Manosphere has done a reaction video and whatnot. I'm not doing any reaction video. I'm just going to show the video and just give you just, you know, my opinion on the whole scenario.
All right.
Like I said, I don't want to see bad things for Fresh and Fit. I don't want to see bad things for the Alba and Preach guys. I think they are, you know, traditional Manosphere guys. They're doing stuff within the Manosphere. They talk about some hard topics that need to be talked about. So, but there are some things that I don't like about what went on between the two of them, and that's where I'll weigh in. Not really reaction, because I'm not really reacting to them in general, but I will give you a piece of my proverbial thoughts on it. Maybe that is a reaction. Oh, well, you know. So.
Okay.
So, by the way, my best friend just, I'm very sorry to hear that.
Condolences for your loss.
Very sorry to hear that, Marty. God bless him and his family. Very, very sorry to hear that. All right. On that note, let's move on here. And I am going to share the, like I said, the video. Now, again, by me putting this on, this doesn't mean I support Abba and Preach's point of view at all. But I think this little segment kind of shows a little bit of what has been going on there.
Really brief, right? I don't have much thoughts on the platform. Are they doing some good things for some people? I'm sure. I have no doubt. I'm not even denigrating that. We just came at them for their ideas in regards to paying for box and all this stuff. Thought it was full of shit.
I'm like, yo, relax, niggas don't pay for box.
Even more, what I find really distasteful is you come to find out that Myron Gaines himself, right, the so-called pickup artist, the master, has his own seeking arrangements account, his own profile, all right? This is on the web. You can find it. This man's out here talking about don't pay for box, don't pay for box. It's on a website for sugar daddies and sugar babies. Okay. All right. You want to be a giant hypocrite? Do your thing, okay? Then you come to find out this man's talking about.
All right. Well, let me first just talk about that first portion because I think it's its own thing. You know, That whole thing about what they're talking about paying for stuff, they were talking about a segment on prostitution and should prostitution be legal, what are the pros, what are the cons, things like that. The Abba and Preach guys basically had a point of view of, hey, you know, no matter what, every guy pays. No, you know, whether it's, you know, you're paying with your time, whether you're paying with money, or whatever other resources you're paying. And
in the courtroom.
Right. So you definitely pay in the courtroom. Oh my God. You know, in a big way.
Hey now.
But the Fresh and Fit's thing was, look, well, I'm not, you know, there's no, under no circumstances are you to pay for anything. You know, that's what they believe. And what he's saying, if you have a seeking arrangements account, which typically is something that you are on where you're looking for a professional or somebody that claims they're a professional, and there's that exchange there, you know, in terms of the date you go on. So he's saying you can't be talking about how that, you know, there's no way you could do that. And then you're showing, you know, you're profiling yourself on a website like that. Now, we don't know. We don't know if he's using that site for those type of things. Mm-hmm. He may be using it. He might even be using it to curry the guests he gets on, you know, because they do that. That's a lot what their show is. They bring, you know, these Insta thoughts on, and, you know, they kind of poke fun at them a little bit. And then they kind of try to have a serious conversation, you know, about whatever it may be in regards to those girls. So I think it might be a philosophical difference, you know, that they're really getting at in that regard, you know, when it comes to paying or things like that. And again, if you guys have an idea on that or a point of view, 224-231-4652, you can weigh in on it. Let me see here. I'm trying to catch up. Rich guys don't pay for box. They pay them to leave. Yeah, well, you know, that's kind of like my point of view, Marty, on it. When you're paying for a pro, you're paying for them, of course, for the availability of what's going on, but you're ultimately paying them to leave. Because if you wanted them to hang around, well, that'd be go get yourself a regular girlfriend.
Right.
You know, she'll never leave.
Hey now.
So, and that could probably be bad in a lot of cases. But before we move on, Franklin, your take on the whole, you know, paying for it. Do you pay for it regardless? What do you got?
Well, of course you do. All right. As it goes, any guy will tell you that eventually you do end up paying for it. You're coming out the pocket. Okay. Right. So it's kind of touchy, you know, whether, like you said, you're actually using your own money or however it works. But yes, of course, you end up paying for it one way or the other.
Right. All right, let's continue. As I cough to death. Oh my God.
Listen, we want burning desire from ladies. Ain't that what they say? Right? You want to get their best, so you got to earn it. Come to find out, this man's telling girls in the DMs that if they want to come on the platform, they have to fuck. And if they don't, he gets upset about it and he gets all pissy.
Oh, wait, what? Are you kidding? Wait, to be honest. Oof. Okay.
Wow.
Oh boy. There might be more to this than what he's saying.
I was just getting ready to say the same thing.
But that's
Oh, you fucked all my other boys. You won't fuck me, then you can't get on the platform. So wait, you want to bang a girl who just wants to come on the platform for clout? And you think that's burning desire? And again, guys, I don't even care that he goes about that way to bang girls. Do whatever you want. You earned your platform. Go ahead. Needs the hypocrisy of these ideas. You preach to these men that they have to always seek this thing, that this is the way to live, that this is the best way, but you don't even walk the talk. That's what I find distasteful. It's like a Derrick Jackson talking about be faithful to your wife. Don't pay for box. Come to find out this man's cheating on everyone. How are you any different? Can you tell me? Now everyone's going to get, well, you know, we're attacking people in the manosphere. I don't care about the manosphere. I don't care about none of this. Move with integrity in life. That's it. I'm not here about some scene. Oh, you can't go on this podcast. I don't care. At the end of the day, the truth remains the truth. When I came into the game, when I was listening to Patrice, we didn't call it Red Pill. We just called it the truth. These niggas is fronting on some points. That doesn't mean they're not helpful to you. Maybe if you're one of their fans, right? Maybe they help you with finances, fitness. Maybe even they helped you with game. I don't know. But all we talked about were these ideas and how they were hypocritical.
Here's the thing. You guys been blowing us up, man.
Yeah, you guys were blowing us up with the comments. Thing. Apparently, Abba and Priest decided to make a video talking smack out of nowhere, out of left field, and it's funny about capping and paying for box. And I was like, didn't we talk about this several months ago? Like, why are you guys bringing this up like now? Like, what the hell?
We're trending, man.
Yeah.
The only reason we brought it up later is because we already covered a couple of videos from that podcast and the second one after. And this, we did both podcasts on the same day. The first one, and then I came back later on for the second one. I completely forgot about the first one. So I covered the second one. And then months later, somebody sent me a link to it. It's like, hey, what did you think about this conversation? So I rewatched it. I'm like, hey, man, there's a lot of dumb things that were said. Let me cover it. It's not that deep. Okay, this whole idea that there's some giant conspiracy is not that deep. But anyways, if you guys wanted to know, that was why.
We're trending, man.
Do you want to...
Interesting. All right. So I think we got the gist of that. And, you know, the video went on to... I think it was Fresh CEO said something about the guy Preach's wife, you know, and we all know, like, again, I covered this on Sunday when I went in on the Black Pill contingent. We sign up for this on some level, okay, to, you know, come at us and, oh, you're not authentic, you don't do this. Your family, your friends, especially your wife or your girlfriend, they didn't, you know, and just like a celebrity, they should be persona non grata. They should be away.
Right.
That should be the untouchable thing. But, things were said. Okay. then it went to a point where like, oh, well, now why don't you fly down to Miami and we'll fight or whatever. And that's silly, you know, because, you know, these guys at the point where they're at, both of them, they have legal teams. You know, they're not going to put themselves in any type of physical danger.
Oh, of course not.
You know, and, you know, be, you know, God forbid somebody hits somebody in the face and cracks right. their face and then they can't, you know, they can't be online and do what they're doing. So that's not going to happen. But, you know, I'll say this, that, you know, I think sometimes when you're doing stuff like this, you can get to the point where you think you can make all the right moves, you know, and sometimes you make the wrong moves. Mm-hmm. And I think this was a wrong move for Fresh and Fit to go back to the well to curry some stuff, about their original interview, because they did have, you know, they did feature Abba and Preach. Abba and Preach was in town. They went down there and they did their thing. And, you know, that was it. You know, that show was taped. It was over. It was put up online and away you go. So, you know, again, I think it's a bad look. I hope they both get over it
and
move on and work it out in whatever way they need to. But, you know, again, I know Myron, you know, from when he was just doing his fitness stuff online. And, you know, I don't want to see him not succeed. I want him to succeed. I want these the Abba and Preach guys to succeed. I'd love to have them on one time on the Red Lens here. So
that'd be a good show.
Yeah, absolutely. I hope they'd
make good, great guests.
I think so. But I hope that they can make a, you know, maybe not make amends. I don't know if that's, you know, that's off the table, but I hope they both can get past it and move on and continue on and do what they're doing in their respective areas. That's how I feel about that. Let's see.
Some comments.
I'm trying to see here. Fresh and Fit, Mighty Zane says the Fresh and Fit podcast subscriber count went down from about 420 to now about just a shade under 400, and continues to drop within the past 48 hours. Well, you know, I guess maybe some of their subscribers were also subscribers of, you know, Abba and Preach. You know, that's where it kind of gets, you know, into, you know, touchy ground. And, you know, and I'm not outside of this. I've had dust ups, you know, that weren't on the air with other content creators. And I'm sure I lost some subscribers along the way in the 2 years that we've done stuff. But, you know, maybe that's where that hit came from. So, Fresh and Fit mishap is the result of gaining clout too fast, too soon, pertaining to subscriber count growth and revenue super chat success resulting to, you know, I've heard that opinion, echoed through a lot of the different channels, that it was too, you know, happened too fast. I think even Rolo said that on his podcast. And, you know, there's got to be something to that. You know, I think that does. We see that a lot, Franklin, in, you know, the movie stars and the actors, you know, and I mean, hell, every behind the music that you see with every band, it's literally the same thing. You know, they're nobodies. OK, they get the fame, they get the money, they get the chicks, they get, you know, all the prestige.
They plateau, and they either spiral out of control, or...
Yeah, or sometimes they catch themselves before they go totally down, mm-hmm. and then they, you know, they kind of say, okay, I can do this, but I just can't go and live the Vita Loca, you know, lifestyle and friggin', you know, just go 100 miles, not go 100 miles an hour, go 55 and we'll last here. The actual King Smith says, what Alvin Preach initially talked about in regards to saying that FNF was capping wasn't a direct attack, but a logical video on the subject of paying for play. There you go. So that was, as King Smith is saying, that was the original topic of conversation for them there. So there you go. And, you know, when we just kind of gave our little point of view on the pay for play. Hey, you know, again, I'm a guy that says, hey, you want to do that stuff? Okay. You know, you can do it. I wouldn't make a lifestyle out of it because you run out of a lot of money. And like a lot of guys say, you know, you're basically, you know, you're just getting her to perform what she's doing. Okay. She's, you know, once you're gone, there could be another guy 20 minutes down the way.
Next.
You know, she's not loving you. Okay. She's not like, you know, waiting for your phone call the next time around, you know, like a regular girl would be, you know, that you're doing regular stuff with. So, you know, yeah, I think you should temper that if that's what you're going.
You mean for. She's not waiting by the phone on a Friday for you to call?
Yeah, no, I don't think I don't think the woman of the night is doing that. You know, her night is very regimented.
She's waiting for a phone call, but it just might not be yours.
That's it. You're not the only. Hold on, I'm getting a beep. Fresh and Fit's response, though, was too far. And I played Auburn Preach's initial video a few times to try to be objective. Yeah, well, again, when you're talking about I'm going to get a gun, you know, I think that was one thing that there was. And again, that could be a little histrionics, you know, a little theater. You know, I get it. But that's a little much. You know, you don't want to go there. You know, especially in this day and age, okay, where everything is taken, you know, literally, okay, and we know this, guys, our audience, we know you can't even say anything to anybody, you know, whether it be a female, especially being taken out of context. We just talked about Cuomo. So, yeah, you don't want to do that. You want to err on the side of caution when it comes to, you know, saying things or showing things on camera. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, King Smith, anybody is welcome to their opinion in the chat, or if you want to call up, you can have that opinion. You know, absolutely. We welcome that anytime on this show. Red Sings the Blues in the house. What is up?
Hey, my Red, man? What's going on?
What is up? Bolo. Yes. A proper apology would end the drama. No need for boxing. Well, you know, I think that's something to be thought about. That's a good idea. You know, I think, you know, cooler heads prevailing. Maybe we'll see that. I'm not against it at all. I'm going to have a video on it on my channel. There you go. I'm in talks with an escort on working with it. I'm in talks. Also, he's actually have an escort on his chat. Okay.
All right.
There you go.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, that's good. You know, make sure it's late night, you know?
Hey now.
Goddamn bacon. Yo, boys, just dropping by to say hi and hit the like button. Well, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Bacon, for that. There you go. So there you go. Guys, subbing all over. Everybody's subbing. Subbing everything. Haven't followed the Fresh and Fit thing at all. Sure, they put out popular content, but just not my thing. Yeah, and hey, you know. That's the way of YouTube. You know, there's so much stuff here that, hell, you know, even crazy people don't like us, which I don't understand.
We're so lovable, though.
I know. That's going way too far, all right, when you're not subbing to the red lens. Let's go. So, yeah.
No, subscribe button. I mean, really.
That's right. As a matter of fact, yes, it doesn't cost you a dime.
And you get great content.
You know, there you go. subscribe. There you go, right there for everybody. You know, do that. And call in, for God's sakes, 224-231-4652. Or forever hold your peace. Okay. Not like Cuomo. Don't hold your peace like Cuomo.
Well, that's what got him in trouble, right? Yeah. Or someone holding somebody else's. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
It certainly was. But, yeah, so that's, you know, to put a little bow on the whole, you know, dust up there, it's not going to be the last one we see mm-hmm. in the sphere. Definitely not. You know, let's hope for the best. Let's hope for the best on that. And, well, one thing I can hope for.
What's that?
Is I can hope that hope, in this case, Hope Solo. Okay.
Oh, boy.
But we will, you know, we'll get to her in a second. Okay. We will get to her in a quick second here. And why can't I find what I want to find? Yeah, we'll just keep that right there because we do have a caller here on the line that I want to get to before we get into this other quick topic. So let's. What is up? This is Von Erich.
Hey, Chris. Hey, Franklin. It is the actual King Smith. I just wanted to call in real quick, and I'll keep it brief and actually keep it brief. I just wanted to add that, you know, it's interesting on the topic of pay for play and, you know, how people have their varying opinions on it. And really, I'm just going to echo kind of what you guys said. You know, I don't personally have a problem with it. In the end, I think if you're on this side of YouTube a lot, some people will echo that in the end, you all pay in time, money, and attention in some form or fashion. And I think that if you sum it up like that, I think that that's the best way to kind of describe it. Mm-hmm. And that is all that I wanted to add to it, brother.
All right. Wonderful. Well, thank you, my man. And continue to watch, continue to contribute in the chat. Have a good night.
Thanks for the call.
All right. Y'all too.
All right. Well, there you go. Short and sweet. See, I like that. I like the quick calls. Say what you want to say. Say what you mean. Boom. You're out. Very good. But hey, you know, again, echoes my sentiments, you know. Wouldn't be my lifestyle, but if the guy wants to do that, God bless him, you know. Yeah, she can hold my pee. Yes. There you go. Very nice. Very nice. So, yes. And moving on to the Say It Ain't Solo. You know, we often think that chicks are of the hive mind. You know, they think, you know, together, one whole, you know, Borg collective kind of thought. But not in all cases. Okay. And, this holds true for, soccer veteran Hope Solo and her thoughts on, Megan Rapone or Rapone, whatever the hell she pronounces it.
She's trouble. This chick is in trouble again.
Yeah. She always seems to get in trouble. This chick. So, basically, Hope Solo claims that Megan Rapone would bully the U.S. soccer teammates into kneeling for the, I guess, the national anthem. That was like their thing, you know, even when they were over there basically representing America, they would be kneeling, you know, or doing other things while our, you know, national anthem was being played. And she says, not for nothing, be very divisive, okay? So as it goes here, okay. In 2015, they won it all. Okay. And there was Hope Solo. It was Rapone. It was Kari Lloyd. They got very, you know, the one chick like ripped off her, like, you know, top. Remember that?
Yeah. Nobody noticed, right?
Oh, nobody noticed that. No. I certainly didn't notice that.
Hey now.
So, But what it is basically, you know, in recent years, the big thing was them kneeling, you know, and, you know, Hope Solo basically came out. You know, she's the goalie. All right. And she said, I think the rhetoric surrounding this team has been both divisive and inclusive. Okay. I guess it's kind of where we are in politics in this day and age. All right. Right now, I've seen that there's been much debate on the kneeling aspect or not kneeling. Basically, she lives in the South and they're very conservative in North Carolina. Okay. Obviously, she's got friends on both sides, but she still says it can be extremely divisive. So she's not a fan.
Right.
All right. She's not a fan of doing it. You know, and as it were, the once President Trump basically called out Megan Rapone,
right,
as the woman with purple hair. She does have, you know, that's not a slight on her. You know, she does have purple hair, and she's actually here. She's actually popped in here to talk, you know, to chime in, you know, so you see.
Hey, there she is.
Names sometimes, and they pop in on us here. And it is, you know, that's not blasphemy. She's got purple hair. She likes to rock that look. But basically, you know, the ex-president was like, look, you know, it, you know, she doesn't like her. She says she's, you know, a woke person. You know, that's all she really cares about. But Hope Solo said it's tough, you know. She's seen Megan almost bully players into kneeling because she really wants to stand up, you know, for what she believes in. Okay. You know, and she says it's our right as Americans to do whatever we feel comfortable. But she says she thinks it's very hard to be on that main stage and do, you know, a political thing that's very divisive.
Well, okay. Who is she to bully anybody into doing anything? I mean,
well, that's my whole
like team captain or something or what? I don't.
Well, yeah, I guess she is. Whether it's, you know, she's the elder stateswoman, okay, or person. Ooh. I mean, we got to do PC, right? We got to say the elder statesperson.
Ooh,
we can't say man, woman. But that's what she is. And I guess they, you know, when you're 18 or you're 22, and I think she's like 40 or something like that. She's pushing 40 or maybe, you know, something close to it. So I guess when somebody like that is like the captain, you don't want to, you know, ruffle any feathers.
Ooh, no.
So you just do it. My thing is that I think it's a little much. You know, I don't think one should be mixing. You see, I think you can protest and you can stand for something without, you know, being overt about it.
Right.
You know, you don't have to belittle one thing to make your thing more. That's what I'm getting at. And I think we've kind of, that's something we've gotten to in this country where, you know, you have to, we talk about this a lot with women, you know, like, right. You know, women have to make men less so that they look better, so that they are more, you know, but you don't have substance. To do that. You don't have to do that. One doesn't correlate to the other. There's not a yin and a yang to that. You know, you can be for women's rights in the workplace or whatever it may be, but that doesn't mean, you know, the guy that, you know, could be a good president of that company can't have that job because you have to give it to, you know, the second or third in line that just happens to be a woman. That's silly. That's bad business practice, you know, and most good businesses don't operate that way.
Or successful ones anyhow.
Right. Yeah. So, let's see. Oh, wait, hold on. Hey, a lot of people are chiming in here. Ugh, I like pink hair, but I don't like her kneeling in front of me for a certain. Oh my God. Yes. Yes, it did. I'm stand up for what I believe, and I'm taking a knee. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. That's true. Right. Former President Trump, recent latest quote, if you go woke, you lose. Yeah. You know, and we're seeing that a lot, Zane. We're seeing that a lot in the movies that come out. You know, if they try to go and push, you know, some really crazy like narratives and subject matter, mm-hmm. they might make some money in the opening week, but the overall haul that they can take usually cripples them.
It suffers.
Or Franklin, it gets to a scenario where, you know, the movie might have been able to make like a series out of it, you know, and then they just can't do it because there's such a bad taste left over.
It's been damaged.
There you go. They've damaged the product that could have otherwise maybe been a good thing and, you know, done something good with it. Like, you know, a big example is the Captain Marvel with Brie Larson, you know, and she's her own problem in the real world, you know, but she, that's a scenario where they could have took that character. Okay. And not has been as heavy handed with it. Okay. Not made her such a Mary Sue and, you know, made it something good for girls to look at. Oh, wow. Look, you know, she's helping out. She can, you know, she can do this and X, Y, and Z. And, you know, she helps out, you know, the other Avengers and blah, blah, blah. You know, but they didn't want to go there. You know, they wanted to make her, you know, she had to be the same as Captain America.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she had to be on the same level as Iron Man. You know, had to be the case, you know. And they ended up trying to do that, and people didn't like it. They didn't buy it because it didn't ring true. And we've talked about that before with, you know, the whole hero journey and stuff like that with, you know, the archetypes. And we're not going to get into that now, but it's just an example of what Zane was saying with what Trump said. You know, you go woke, you go broke. That's how it is. Florida Jeff says, no surprise, woke teams do not reach their potential. Their number one job is to win games, and politics is a distraction from that goal. Absolutely. He's talking about, Franklin, if you have not paid attention to it, the Olympics we just had,
yes,
the team severely underperformed, okay, to the point where they had to hang on to get a bronze medal. Now, okay, yeah, you know, people are like, oh, well, they medaled. What's your problem? They can't win at all. Well, they could have.
They could have, is right.
The pool of teams were not that great, and a lot of people felt like they were too busy taking photo ops, talking about political stuff over there, doing their little dance.
Well, there was a lot of that going on, Chris.
What do you mean?
There was a lot of that, you know, with the photo ops and,
oh yeah, yeah, you know,
perhaps not concentrating as much and something like that. I mean, yeah, there was a lot of that going on.
Oh yes, yeah, and we focused on one of the gymnasts that I think was involved in that too, and, you know, we already said our piece on that. We're not going to go there again. But you're right. There was a lot of extracurricular stuff going on that took some of those athletes away from, mm-hmm. like, Florida. Just here, Jeff says here, their main goal, which was to bring home the gold. You know. Now, truth be told, we ended up where we should have been. We won the most golds. We won the most medals, which is typically the case with us. But, you know, maybe we're splitting hairs, but there was some shortcomings there. So, for sure. Example, if you're at a restaurant and your server is preaching politics, would you be confident they can do their job effectively? Probably not. You know, I mean,
I've never had that happen.
I know. Yeah, I never did. I don't know what restaurants Florida Jeff is eating at, where they're espousing on the GDP or whatever. But
maybe Hooters? yes, maybe Hooters. That's the place where they I would take it, that kind of advice from a Hooters chick.
Yeah, Riggs is in the house. I always have to say it that way when I see him pop in. good evening, fellow. What is up, my man? Answer women's rights question. Want to urge? you know, if I ever wanted to know if we'd ever get banned or flagged, we already have our listeners doing that for us.
He needs to do that in like the Yoda format.
Yeah. Bacon just called the women's right organization and asked to speak to them. And in charge, that's right. Yeah, that would get you that'd get you placed on indefinite hold, probably. They'd love that one.
That's funny.
Let's see. Boycott Aquaman 2. Well, you know, I heard that they had to go back to the drawing board for that particular movie.
Because really?
They freaked out because they got the first draft and it was all crazy with a whole bunch of craziness in there with
really?
Women plot lines and stuff. And I think one of the actresses got the boot out of that. But over nonsense like that, I think she wanted certain things and they were like, oh, okay, you know what? You can leave if you don't like it. And that was it. She was off the project.
I heard they were going to change the name, actually. It's called the Aqua Person. Is that it?
Aqua Person. Aqua Being. What is it? Cis Aqua Individual.
Yeah.
There you go. Mighty Zane says the NFL, NBA, and Major League Baseball drop in viewership and ratings as a result of going woke to the greatest degree. I think every year for like the last 3 years, both those organizations have lost viewership in a big way. I haven't turned my TV on in ages.
Stunning and brave networks.
Yes. A lot of people have, you know, a lot of people have gone,
they stream.
Yeah, they stream, but they cut the cord, I think they call that.
Oh, yeah, cutting the cord. Yes. Well, technically, I guess, you know, you still need an iNet connection, so I'm not sure about how much cord cutting there is actually going on, but yeah, I see what you mean.
The bacon, this is great. Very good. I like that. okay. Marty,
yeah.
Marty, come back to us. I quickly got that off the screen.
Mm-hmm.
All right. If sports are not sports anymore in America, they are a platform for left-wing politics.
And has been for a bit of a time now. You're right.
I think he's got something there.
You know what? Those award shows, what are they called? Grammys, Tonys, Academy, all that rubbish. Well, yeah. Same thing. Everybody, that's their platform.
Yep. The only thing I want from IHOP is for the waitress to hop on my. Oh my goodness, that's a fresh and fruity, Rudy Tooty breakfast.
Oh, there you go. I forgot about that.
There you go. Oh yeah.
Hey now.
So, all right. So we're all caught up here. All right. Let's see. Once again, just ladies and gentlemen, hit that subscribe button if you have not done so.
That's what it's there already. For, right? That's what the subscribe button is there for.
Hit that like button. Share this out with your friends. Get us in that algorithm that we love. Okay. So that's about it. We've hit the witching hour here. I want to thank everybody that called in tonight. I want to thank our chat. I love you guys. The chat keeps us honest, keeps the opinions flying. I want to thank everybody that's going to be watching this And most of all, I want to thank you, Franklin, for being here.
Not a problem. Glad to be here, as always. And myself personally, love to thank our people that follow us, subscribe to us every week.
Absolutely. We would not be here without them. We love you guys, and we will see you next time. Good night.